I'm feeling sad.
Are you?
Yeah, and I hate feeling sad.
Yeah, you'd rather
Yeah.
just feel what?
I'd rather feel like myself, which is positive and happy and excited. And this feeling of like down and despair, and it's not, it's like way too out of my comfort zone.
So today,
I'm a 3 to 9er. I'm not a
1 to 10er.
I'm,
So today we're going to talk about an emotional range and why that is crucial for your individual and relational health. Hi, my name is Dr. Estelle Romanelli,
And I'm Gilly
and
Romanelli,
this is the
Potential
Potential State.
State.
And today we're going to talk about what's your emotional range. So we like to talk about the emotional range ranging from 1, which is deep despair, and 10, which is extreme joy and ecstasy. And what I've noticed in the clinic, and I also have noticed about myself, is that a lot of people are living between in the 4 to 6. We call them 4 to 6ers. They live in the range. They don't feel too high, they don't feel too low. And they're just kind of surviving, they're functioning. Or as one client told me, he lives between the 40s in the football metaphor, not close to any end
They're
zone.
kind of numb.
They're numb.
They're emotionally numb.
And I've noticed there's 2 types of 4 to 6ers. There are 4 to 6ers that grew up in violent or emotionally volatile homes, and they decided, I don't want that. I'm just gonna narrow myself and numb myself. And there are people like me that grew up in houses, in homes that were 4 to 6, and he's comfortably numb. Places where you talked about feelings, but you're not necessarily experienced the whole range, whether it's high conflict or high joy or excitement.
You didn't feel the feels. You just talked about the feels.
Exactly. And the gains of being a 4 to 6er is obviously survival, is functioning. You don't get deterred so much. You don't get flustered. You don't get stuck. There's less drama. You can just function. But the loss of that is that there's no vitality. There's no fun. It's just like everything's one long to-do list day after day. And you're not really touched. And even this 46er says to me, even when he was taking drugs or if he's drinking, he says it's a high intensity version of myself. So he's still a 4 to 6er, he's just more intense.
That's amazing.
And then so slowly we realize the 4 to 6er is a survival mechanism, but the 1 to 10 is living.
It's the full range. It's the full range of emotion that we
Exactly.
have.
And so you said you're more of a 3 to 9er, which
Yeah.
means
Yeah. I have a very hard time accessing my, I think my hurt, my pain. I have a really hard time crying. And I know that sometimes, especially since we've kind of started talking about emotional range, that I know from the times that I was able to access the 1 to 3s and kind of have one of these like very, ugly shoulder crying type scenes that I've felt an immense release afterwards. But it's very hard for me to access that.
yeah.
That's not something that I kind of move towards. And I can see the gains of having that release, of feeling that release kind of, there's almost like a clarity, I feel like, after like
Yeah.
a really good cry, like
Yes.
you really feel the wave of like the cloud of emotion and tear pass you. And if we talk about kind of the cycles of emotion, I feel like with a really good, healthy cry, I've felt it. That's where I can really like my K really feels it. But it's very hard for me to get there. And I'm not comfortable getting there. And I know that that's kind of closed me off from the full range of experiences.
I know for me, as a 2 to 6 or 2 to 7, it's like I'm very familiar with the pain, despair, and all of that, but it's the joy that's harder for me to feel. And a lot of times we talk about, we said it's a scale, but actually it's a circle. So the 1 to 10 are connecting. And the beautiful example of that is laughing and crying at the same time. And oftentimes in the clinic, it's those moments where we hit a deep despair and we just let it be and we kind of embrace it. And there's this natural laugh. Or in improv, we say to people, go through all the emotions. At the height of joy, there's going to be fear or whatever. And then the height of fear, if you surrender the fear, the next thing is going to be ridicule. There's always another feeling behind that feeling. And for a lot of people, and I remember once working with a person who was a second generation 4 to 6er, and he's like, why? Why would I want to feel more pain? I'm happily
I'm
dysfunctional.
still not convinced.
Right. But then I said to him, but you're also not feeling joy. And you can reference the episode on the key to your joys and your pain, but you're not feeling. And your wife is basically losing interest because there's no
There's not.
range. And your kids are growing up with a very limited, numb,
Narrow.
survive functioning adult. And that's just not fun being around.
I also think it's not, you know, we're put on this earth to live to our fullest. And part of living to our fullest means, you know, feeling all the feels. And that's being vulnerable and being joyful and being, you know, scared. And like, there's a lot of vitality that runs through all those emotions. And when we narrow and limit ourselves, then we're basically bots.
Exactly. And in reference to the episode, feelings is what makes us human. So how do we do this? How do we expand the range, especially when I don't have that? If I'm a 4 to 6 or a 3 to 7, or in my case, a 2 to 6, or how do I expand that range? So the first of all is to realize that. And even draw this out with yourself. Go to your siblings. Go to your parents. See kind of what environment you grew up in. Talk to your partner. Compare your numbers. And then the first practical tip is just hang out with kids. Because children are natural.
Yeah, they're really great. They're all the emotions in one go.
Exactly.
In one tantrum. They have it all.
Right. They can go from crying to laughing from 0 to 100 in seconds. Also artists. Also people that are kind of feeling the world, that can have that, that are expressive, that are not afraid, they're not afraid of feeling. Be with those people. Hang out with these, whether it's children, artists, therapists.
And it might be that you find one person that feels, you know, that's higher, that's in the higher numbers, and another person that's on the lower numbers.
Yeah.
I think that it's just a matter of experiencing and seeing how other people experience those ranges.
Exactly. I remember once I was working with a man and he was really good at the one, it was like a 1 to 5. And I said, why don't you start expressing some joy? And in the beginning, it was very fake to him. He was like, ah, yeah. But after a while, it slowly softened up. So how do you expand? So there's two ways. If you want to experience more of the 7 to 10s, the joys, then reference the episode Joy is a Verb, where we talk about that in length. And if you want to feel the 1 to 3s, if you want to start slowly feeling the despair, the pain, reference Inside Out, right? Feeling sadness. Then the tip would be baby steps. You find someone you trust, but is not, who's not going to try to heal you, fix you, or cheer you up, and slowly touch on those, on those more sad, on those darker feelings, and come back. Touch and come back to them. And I think for a lot of us in lockdown and in COVID, it's been really hard because we've been feeling 1 to 3s a lot with very little 7 to 10.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But I think over time, the more we can feel it, notice we're not going to die or collapse from it. We're just going to touch that and keep on going. And it's the fluidity that matters. I think for also when I'm in the clinic and there's a lot of pain, I remind myself that we can also bring some play and some joy into these moments. Everything doesn't have to be just 1 to 3. And I remember this just this week, there was a moment where this man was touching this deep, deep loneliness that he had from childhood. And he surrendered so much. And then there was just something funny. He started sniffing. And then he looked for the tissue and he couldn't find the tissue. And we started laughing.
Yeah.
And it was something like this laughing and crying at the same time. It was like...
I think the best example of that is in Inside Out, where as she grows and as she kind of... the main character, Riley, and as she kind of feels the full range, then, you know, these like sophisticated experiences come with like sadness and joy and, you know, anxiety and excitement. And I think that, you know, the way that we interpret, experience, and process when we allow ourselves a fuller range becomes more sophisticated. And then we have, you know, things in our toolbox or experiences in our toolbox that we can tap on and use to help us move more swiftly between the ranges so we don't get stuck in a particular range. Because I think that that's kind of where the danger lies, right? In the narrowing or rigidity of it. But if we can kind of like imagine like a sliding scale, move between. And I think now that you're talking, because when we started this episode, I was very much like, I'm not into the 1 to 3. I don't want the 1 to 3. I don't have any purpose of getting to the 1 to 3. But I think that for me, the understanding that it's not staying there, it's not, you know, setting up camp there. It's moving. It's movement. It's being able to
feel emotion.
The full range of emotion. And that, you know, if I feel the sadness, it doesn't mean that I'm going to get stuck there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think once you start expanding your range, A, it's going to feel weird and maybe even strange, maybe even fake. And another thing, you might have to feel more ruptures with your partner because you're not used to those new areas, those new numbers. But remind yourself and communicate this, that this is what life is about. We're not a chair. We want to feel alive. So whether it's high or whether it's low, this too shall pass. This is all part of being alive and being human. So are you ready to live? This was Gilly Romanelli.
Dr. Estelle Romanelli.
We're the Potential State. And we'll see you next time.